Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Geek Town Behind the Scenes podcast. I'm your host, Dave Elliott, and on this episode we feature Amy Williams, the production designer on Amazon's new series, The Wilds, which has just been renewed for a second season. Described as part survival drama, part dystopic slumber party, The Wilds follows a group of teen girls from different backgrounds who must fight for survival after a plane crash strands them on a deserted island. The castaways both clash and bond as they learn more about each other, the secrets they keep and the traumas they've all endured. There is one little twist to this, in that the girls did not end up on the island by accident. In the interview, Amy discusses filming the series on location in New Zealand, from finding the right beaches to building realistic makeshift shelters to finding somewhere else to shoot when a big shot movie director is taking up all the existing water tanks in the country. She also discusses recreating parts of the US in New Zealand and what happens when a pandemic hits and you've still got a few shots left to do. If you'd like to hear more behind the scenes interviews, don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast by searching for Geek Town Radio. This will also give you our weekly Geek Town Radio podcast, which brings you all the latest TV, filming and gaming news. You can also go to the website at geektown.co.uk for your daily news stories and all the latest UK and US TV premiere dates. Here's the interview with Amy Williams, production designer on Amazon series The Wilds. It's really nice to be able to chat with you. I've just watched the first episode of The Wilds. Before we get into that individual show, how about we talk a little bit about you and how you got into the industry in the first place?
I grew up in the Midwest and I had always been kind of an art nerd, you know, always drawing and painting and creating little dioramas and things. And I was into film, but I went to school and I studied art. I was an art history major and did some political philosophy and, you know, all elements that my mom thought could never get me employed. I ended up moving to New York after I graduated, and I worked in some art galleries and I curated some shows and worked with some of my art heroes. And it was really exciting to see the art world, but it was also very boring and it was very quiet and it was really pretentious. And it just wasn't the right setting for me. I wasn't creating anything or doing anything. And then I took an internship on a film, like a really teeny tiny awful film. And I suddenly discovered, like, oh, well, all these silly various interests that I have kind of all work for this job, because you have to have all these perspectives to recreate worlds. So it covered everything, you know, my love of architecture and gardening and art and composition and, you know, all of it, and film, and to kind of contribute to something visually was really exciting. And, you know, it wasn't boring.
Yeah, it's amazing the amount of people that I interview that are production designers that go, oh, this is a job. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had no idea. You know all the other jobs and you know theater and set designers, but I think this world is so much more interesting. So it's kind of good that we're promoting it lately so that we kind of have the next generation coming in and people are keen to what we do.
Yeah. And the TV show you're working on, it's a new YA series for Amazon called The Wilds.
Yes.
And by the time this goes out, it will have just been released onto Amazon. The basic premise of it is a group of teen girls who survive a plane crash, but it turns out that they're not on this island that they've crashed on by accident, essentially.
Correct. It is not what it seems.
Yes. And it's really interesting, the opening episode of it, because that's gone out already. You managed to shoot that in New Zealand. Was this all shot prior to the lockdown?
Yes. We technically wrapped in March of 2020. company, and we shot entirely in New Zealand, and we had our very last like big hero location that we were going to use. This is big army base in New Zealand, and it was magnificent, and we had spent tons of time. We designed sets around this location, and then in February they approached our location manager and said, we're going to use this as a potential quarantine space. For a possible pandemic. So, you know, we shifted gears, and New Zealand was, of course, more prepared than any other country.
Pretty much everywhere else, yeah.
Yeah. So at the time, it was really a drag, and it was like, oh, this is really happening. This is something that'll affect us. And so the last 3 days of the shoot had to happen in LA, where we had to, you know, reschedule location and get things going. But, you know, that was perfectly fine, because a lot of the episode takes place in the United States, but we were cheating it New Zealand.
Yeah.
So it was nice not to swap out sockets and plugs and left-hand drive vehicles and all that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's quite useful. There's a bunch of interesting sets on this show, which given it's sat on an island, you wouldn't necessarily think so, but there is some sort of flash backwards and forwards, as you yeah. say, between sort of LA and the island. The opening scene though, I mean, it's a bunch of the girls that are in the water. So dealing with a sort of underwater scene, you're filling things with plane wreckage. I mean, you know, I'm assuming that will yeah. come back throughout the show as well. How was that to film? Was that done in tanks, or how are you dealing with that?
That was done in tanks. They only have one or two proper tanks in New Zealand, and I think that James Cameron was taking them up for
of course
project.
He was. Yeah.
So we had to use this sort of like water canoe park where they do whitewater rafting, but it had the depth, and we built some fuselages that we could sink in the water, and we built some shallow areas, and ABC is very protective of their cast and crew, so the water had to be heated to a certain temperature, and New Zealand West Coast beaches are dangerous, and they're cold, and they're, you know, they're really inhospitable. People go missing all the time, so of course, you know, we didn't put the actors yeah. in there too often. They did get in there, and there were certainly like stunt people, but yeah, props to the special effects department and the VFX department for making it look like ocean.
Yeah, you really wouldn't know looking at that opening sequence. And is that your first experience dealing with water things like that? And was that tricky to deal with?
It definitely was the most stunt-like. I work in very like naturalistic, realistic narratives. You know, I live in New York City, so I design a lot of shows in New York. There's not as much need for big water stunts.
Of course, yeah.
But I loved it. It was really great. It's always, you know, every project brings on a different set of challenges, and making things work in the water and testing out buoyancy and all this fun stuff is, you know, it was pretty cool.
And the island itself, as somebody that's sort of production designing stuff, you'd think that would be slightly limiting given that they've crashed on an island. They're only going to have certain things around that they can build sets out of, but that must have been quite an interesting creative challenge for you.
Yeah, it was really great. You know, the reason we selected New Zealand and the reason they shot there, you know, for many reasons, but the beach had the right look. It's very inhospitable. It's kind of dangerous. It's not like the girls are landing on some tropical island and you've got fruit on the trees. Mm. The creator really wanted to make it difficult on them and really wanted to not give them a lot of options and not give them that like pleasant, happy landscape. So it was, you know, it was a challenge because we ended up shooting, I think, at four or five different beaches because we kind of overstayed our welcome with the locals, and certain seasons were restricted and off limits, and they're very protective of their environment there. So, you know, we weren't allowed to do night shooting, and there's certain birds and species that you have to be sensitive to. So we ended up at a few very like notable beaches. One was Piha. The other one is a beach called Bethel's Beach. And then by the end of the series, we found a private beach and we dug out roads and we made our own infrastructure, and we could shoot when we wanted. And then we also had to take over a big warehouse and build a night beach so that we could do things like, you know, flooding and rain and water and,
wow.
you know, just keep everyone safe and happy.
Wow. Yeah.
The night beach was pretty cool. It was like this massive football stadium of just black sand and rocks that we brought in. And I honestly think it looks so good, like seamlessly with the VFX, and props to the DPs for lighting it really well. I don't think anyone can tell.
Yeah, presumably they're building shelters and and things on there. Yeah. So was that quite fun having to use the stuff that was around to kind of set all that up?
Yeah, I think the shelter, we had the most meetings about the shelter because, you know, we wanted to create something that was unique that you hadn't really seen before, but also was plausible as far as things they could collect, and also to give it sort of a beauty and to sort of easily sync with the landscape. So to do the shelter, we used a lot of the girls' clothing and things that had washed up on the beach, as well as a lot of driftwood. I really liked the idea of having the black sand beach with very bleached out driftwood, just sort of like a really stark contrast. And so that was fun. And there's an episode where the girls have a competition and they divide up and they each build a shelter, and, you know, whichever shelter wins, you know, there's a big prize at the end. So we got to create two, and one we got to completely destroy.
That's awesome. Outside of the island, you know, as you say, some of it's based back in LA as well. So you had some other things that you had to build. Like there was a beauty pageant in there, I believe.
Yes, we had a Texan beauty pageant, which we shot in New Zealand. And there was like a Good Morning America type set that we created. A lot of the girls' backstories. We did Native American reservation that was supposed to take place in Minnesota. Yeah, it was kind of all different regions. You know, we cheated Cambridge, Massachusetts and New York, and it was a lot of trickery.
As there should be with your job, I think.
Yeah.
So any particular favorite set that you created of that show?
You see it at the end of the pilot, which is called the Dawn of Eve headquarters, which is sort of where the mastermind oversees all of this. And that was really fun to design, to sort of give it this like large scale contrast and sleekness that you just don't have on the island. And I was particularly proud that the directive was to create a surveillance room. And my thought would be really interesting if instead of, you know, a bunch of monitors that you normally see in a surveillance room, if we did just a big, massive projection, and it was very like high tech and hands on, and you could shrink things and, you know, you could sort of see the mastermind just surrounded by these girls and, you know, see them reflected back onto her and see her shadow. So, I think that was really fun to play with, to sort of get to play with light and sound and reflection and all of that.
Right. Sounds like you've got a little bit of sort of Minority Report kind of moving things around in there.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of surveillance that takes place on the island and hidden cameras and things like that. So it was fun. And we actually ended up using the space to screen the first episode with the cast and crew, because it was essentially like a big movie theater. So it was practical too.
That's very cool. Were there any scenes that were particularly challenging for you to create?
Definitely creating a fuselage that we sunk in the water was a logistical nightmare. Not using a traditional pool. I think the biggest challenge overall was faking a lot of things to look like some fairly iconic and different regional areas in America. And also just the sheer distance that we would travel on a daily basis between beautiful waterfalls and beaches and back into Auckland to get some practical convenience stores. And so there was a lot of time spent on the road going to and fro, and hundreds of miles going back and forth. So that was a challenge.
And Erin, any scenes that you'd like to specifically point out in the show that you would like people to look out for?
You know, there's a lot of Easter eggs without giving away any spoiler alerts to kind of look for. I really like the scenes that happen between the FBI agents and the girls. It's sort of this unknown, scary looking bunker type prison setting. And I think the way the mystery unfolds over the episodes is interesting, and kind of the whole thing is based around these girls, and they come off as stereotypes in the first episode. And as you go on into the episode, things get darker and you really get to meet these personalities and see their complexities. And, you know, it's just beautiful. It's a great think piece on youth in America. And it's even great for like us older people to kind of look back on your adolescence and you see all these mistakes and beautiful moments and fresh new ideas and insecurities. And it's all there kind of represented in all these women. And the actors are just incredible. Like, it was great to create environments, but once they got into the set, it's like it was done. It was made. Mm. They killed it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the first episode. Amazon don't do YA series that much. You know, there's possibly this and Alex Rider maybe, but when they do it, they do it with, although technically it's a YA series, it tends to have a much broader appeal than that. And I think they do such a brilliant job with them. So, and I love the first episode, so I'm very much looking forward to watching the rest of it.
Yeah, it's got, you know, some depth and some darkness and some realism that I haven't seen anywhere else. And it also definitely reminiscent of Lost and that sort of story structure that leaves you hanging from episode to episode. And, you know, the mystery is there.
Yeah.
So it was nice to kind of jump back in that world because I don't think I felt that since Lost.
Yeah, I mean, there is always going to be some comparison to Lost whenever you set anything on an island that has a mystery attached to it. So, but that's no bad thing, you know? I mean, Lost was a fabulous show. So with this, obviously, that's all now done. Can you say what you're working on at the moment or what you're working on next?
Right now, I'm on a project in London for Netflix. Its code name is Tea Time, and that's kind of all I can tell you about it.
Right.
It's a series for Netflix. I'm really excited about how we're shooting it. We're shooting all on film, and we started this production before the pandemic hit the world. So we're really lucky to be back on it after, you know, a 6-month hiatus. And luckily we only have 7 more days of filming and 7 more days of testing. And so it's been interesting working in this kind of new set of rules.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get back to normal at some point next year.
Yeah. You know, if the Wilds goes on to a second season in New Zealand, it might even be like normal life.
Well, yeah, given that it's New Zealand as well, who seem to have really handled this pandemic well. So that would be lovely. I mean, that's the place you want to be filming. So last couple of questions for you. So the first question is, what TV shows are you watching at the moment?
I am watching The Crown.
Of course.
It's just, I don't have a lot of time while I'm filming. And I felt like, okay, I've got to finish out The Crown while I'm living in London. It's only appropriate. And I watched Queen's Gambit, which is great. You know, I love the production design on that show. It was really good. So yeah, those are my two shows. And then I'm, you know, going to demolish The Wilds once again and relive it.
You get extra brownie points for picking two Netflix shows when you're working on a Netflix show as well. Just keeping it on bright.
I should throw out an Amazon, but you know, it's hard for me to stream it over here with with everything. Yes. But yeah, I love all the networks I've worked for. You know, HBO is great and Amazon has treated me really well with two series.
And, and you've worked with Apple as well, didn't you? You did a little American
Apple, and I really enjoyed my experience with Apple. So I think, you know, my next project is going to be with Apple. I'm excited about that one.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so they're doing great jobs, the streaming services at the moment. And the last question, if you had the opportunity to work on any TV show, it can be something from the past, something present, some sort of future genre, not something you've worked on, what would it be?
Oh, you know, I really think X-Files would be a great show to work on.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of X-Files back in the day, so I would choose that one. You know, I'm also a sucker for any period shows, creating history and doing all the research. And I might be up there with like a BBC show, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, X-Files would be a great one to work on because the amount of variation from set to set must be insane on a show like that.
Yeah. You know, and I think looking back, it would have been amazing to work with David Lynch, Twin Peaks. That series was formative.
Yeah, Twin Peaks. Yeah. I can understand that as well. Well, I will let you go. Thank you for coming on and chatting. You can maybe come back on again when the Netflix series comes out. You can talk about that.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I think it's really different and I'm very excited about the story we're telling. So
it's been lovely chatting with you. It'd be great to have you back on again in the future.
Great to meet you.
And you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.